Welcome to Energy First Responders. On April 14, 2021, it is with great gratitude that you are welcomed by the world of spirit, as well as by Janice. Allow yourself to go into a deep place today. Close your eyes, go inside. We give great thanks for this opportunity. Notice your body from top to bottom, or bottom to top if you want that, either way. And just begin to allow the very soul essence of your beingness to come fully present. You may want to stretch just a little bit, just stretch your arms a little, perhaps your legs a little. Turn your head from side to side, gently and slowly. Notice your breathing. As you breathe into your diaphragm, right into the solar plexus, in through the nose and out through the mouth, gently and slowly, and begin to allow your soul essence to take over. And as we move together with what we have created, this energetic structure which brings all of our energies together to work for a common purpose, so that the energies coordinate and move into harmony. We ask for connection to Source, Prime Source, whatever it is that it means to you, to the very source of our beingness for all of us. And allow that to guide us and direct us. As we also allow all of our own guidance systems, we also allow the energies from Mother Earth to be in charge together with Source. You can imagine golden light coming up from the earth, up through the body, into the heart center, allowing the energies to now go in a clockwise motion in the heart center. Allow all that assist Mother Earth, all of those elements, elementals, the Elohim. We ask for help today with all of the realms, which I will simplify into plants, animals, minerals. All of humanity and the life on the earth. We also allow that golden light from Source to come down through. And we also know that this is always there. We use this visualization just to remind us. It's all inside us already. From Source down through to the heart chakra, where it joins with the earth energy, circling in a clockwise motion. Clockwise meaning whatever that means to you. So there are elements here who are going to energetically move through all of us, and there's some energies that are speaking to me, so I will let them speak through me. Welcome, folks. It has been a long, long time in many ways, and also a very short, immediate time. Allow the essence of time to drop away. But coming into the moment now, notice the stillness. Allow the breath to remain, even though it gets quieter and stiller, as we go into the very, very depth of our own beingness and come together as a group. Group heart energy, group space. It is time now on the planet for many wonderful openings, many changes, many going forth. Begin to allow yourself to experience your own creativity. Feel the flow that's going inside your body. Some people see it as a column of light. As you allow yourself to be taken over in a very positive way by this loving, safe energy. Go to a place that makes you feel safe inside, in nature, in reality, or in your imagination, either one. Begin to allow safety, safety, safety. For that is not present for one of the communities on the planet, many places. But particularly this, what is bubbling up in the United States right now. And we're going to ask to allow the transmutation of much of the anger, rage, resentment that has been stewing for a very, very long time. The voice to the voiceless. Allow yourself to breathe and to go very, very deep within you where the stillness is, the safety. We ask and allow for everyone open to this to receive what we are receiving today. Possible, folks, to as a group now go to the origin of this conflict, of this separation, of this sense that some people are different and therefore unworthy, the need to be pushed away, not understood. Going to the origin of this specific case. In your terms, probably 400 years or so. Other origins are farther back, but this is the 400 years ago. This is Janice, and I'm going to bring some sound in. Mahawa heya honama wa o. Namaho Hayao. And as a group, we would allow this split, however you feel, see, sense it, to begin to come together to heal what was split apart, to come back into unity and harmony. Perhaps you would see it as glue, perhaps you would see it as something else. A real coming together from this place of deep separation, where skin color shows the separation, hair color, facial features, culture, rhythm, different music, different foods, all kinds of things that allowed for great possibility. We ask that they come together now in harmony, in coordination with each other. And as music, the harmonizing is two very different songs and sounds, but they blend together in a way that it creates an even more beautiful song or sound, harmonizing. Allow yourself to go inside within yourself now and feel what needs to harmonize within you. As you harmonize within you, it allows the world around you to harmonize. We call on all those who are other groups or other places that are in alignment that would like to join what we're doing, to allow inner parts to come into harmony, to work with each other. And to begin to allow this harmony from this 400-year-old wound. And Mother Earth, who has shed her tears for this wound, and these tears are now being used to heal. If you choose to feel the presence of that Earth being, massive, nurturing, loving, and allow her breath to enfold you, and now take some time to go inside, deep within yourself. I will bring some sound in, and then when it's finished, you will be in the stillness to begin to create what you view or see or sense or feel that you would like to have instead of the strife that began for so long ago, many generations. Namah. very gently. Come back into the circle. Come back into the group space. Allow yourself to breathe again. Notice the breathing. And allow every breath to bring you. Into wherever you are. Allow yourself to finish up. Allow ourselves to now create again what we would rather see happening. The wonderful things of people coming together, particularly within the justice system. Allowing that system to shift into change. Into new ways of being together. And one of the things that I have mentioned and will mention again briefly is Rosalind Breer, who spoke about a tribe in Africa that she visited. And when someone went against the society or the culture, in some way, the people would stop everything that they were doing. And they would spend the next 24, 48 hours, one at a time, walking up to the person and telling them all the good things they had done since they were born. This is a small society, obviously, but over and over again with this person. And apparently what they found was that that person did not break the rules, the laws, go against society afterwards, after they received a treatment like that. Allow our hearts to clear and come together as we ask and allow for the justice system to come into a new purity, a new way of being as the consciousness is lifted. We lift our own and allow that love that lives in our heart to send out to all those who are involved. In any way, shape, or form, particularly in the United States and also throughout the world. We give great thanks for this opportunity and ask that you take a minute to come back even farther and stretch your arms out. Perhaps just feeling that, feeling all that may have gone on as these energies move through you. Stretch your legs out. Perhaps move them up and down, your feet, whatever floats your boat. Twist your hips. Turn your head in any direction. And again, we ask that we set the intention for 10 minutes of this kind of process at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. wherever people are. Until we meet again next week, with much gratitude. And we say, so be it, so it is done.